For more than 20 years, the best-selling car in America wasn't a car at all. It was the Ford F-Series pickup truck. Now, with high fuel prices and tight credit, pickup sales have crashed, and Ford is leading the way down. So, Ford's rolling out a new and different F-150 this week. Frank Morris of member station KCUR takes a look.
Inside, all new interior.
Just outside the Ford plant in Kansas City, Matt O'Leary, the chief engineer of the new F-150, is showing off a fancy one.
Starts with the seats. The seats are the most comfortable seats you can buy today.
They're nice leather. So is the dashboard. There's a computer on board that can find the cheapest gasoline wherever you happen to be. And while there's a lot of ritzy stuff here, O'Leary stresses it's a serious truck.
So right now it's all about capability. It's all about having good fuel economy, and it's all about having refinement, and that's what we offer.
Ford's new trucks get better gas mileage. There's one that'll get you 20 miles a gallon on the highway. Gas mileage wasn't much of an issue until recently. Inside the plant, Ken Zube, a marketing executive, says engineers started work in one truck building era and finished in a very different one.
Well, the market's changed a lot. It goes back over 3 years ago. And trucks, the overall market was booming. The truck segment was booming.
This is my mother-in-law's truck, a 1996 Ford F-150. This was a number one selling vehicle in the country the year it came out, and for well over a decade before that, a solid decade afterward.
In the good times, when gas prices were very cheap and the economy was booming, lots of Americans bought them as family vehicles or third vehicles, recreational vehicles, and those days are over.
Auto industry analyst John Cassessa says about a third of the truck market is gone for good. Last month, Ford's truck sales plunged more than 40% compared with September 2007. The Kansas City plant dropped down to one shift as recreational and image buyers turned away from big gas-sucking trucks. Still, Cassessa says Ford has to sell a lot of F-150s. Its future depends on it.
This product is Ford's single largest profit generator. So it's fair to call it a make-or-break product for the company.
That's okay, according to David Cole with the Center for Automotive Research. He says the part of the truck market that's left isn't going anywhere.
It still will be popular for those that really need it. But for those that buy it to make a fashion statement, I think they're going to sit on the sidelines. But the need group is a very large group.
Strasser Hardware in Kansas City is an old brick building with ads for power tools painted on the side. It's a place where members of the Need Group go to pick up supplies. Sean Vandalo, pipe fitter, says he's not in the market for a new Ford, but he will be.
It's only a year old, so I've already got a new one. I buy one every little bit. I mean, my dad always drove Fords, so I just drove them.
It's the same for Chevy and Dodge. Hardcore American pickup drivers, farmers, ranchers, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, and so on, tend to be mighty loyal to their brand. Ford executives hope to stay on top of the U.S. truck market, but many people outside the company expect that the F-150's long streak of outselling all other vehicles in this country is over. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.